I can type pretty fast, but when I do, I make a bunch of matecas along the way. Oh, well, yeah, you get it. I typed that too fast, too. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I like to think I'm pretty fast at typing on the computer. As a hobby, I've built or modified a couple of fancy mechanical keyboards just for fun, and I really enjoy using them. But when I do an actual typing test, I see all my mistakes highlighted in red, and a number at the end counting up all the times I messed up. Really? I'm just not as good as I think I am. Now, it's not a big deal to mistype, you know, most of the time, but today's story talks about messing up in a much bigger way in life. It's called Typos by A.W. Smith. How do you fix a typo? Will ignoring it fix the problem? Of course not. Then they'd never get corrected. But when we take the necessary steps, they're quickly fixed. That's kind of like confessing our sins. Ignoring sins, like ignoring typos, doesn't fix the problem. Only Jesus can fix the problem. Sin is a much bigger deal than typos, but through his death and resurrection, Jesus made the way for us to come to him and receive forgiveness for all our sins. So when we sin, we can confess it to God, knowing that Jesus has already paid the price for our forgiveness. And then Jesus helps us move past our sin. He walks forward with us toward holiness and wholeness. In addition to confessing our sin to God, we may need to confess to the person we wronged and do what we can to make things right. This can be awkward or downright painful, but the Holy Spirit will guide us through the whole process and help bring healing to what has been hurt. We find a potent example of this in 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12, when David tried to ignore and even hide his sin. After using his position as king to have Bathsheba taken to his palace and have sex with her, David had her husband Uriah killed so no one would know that David was the father of Bathsheba's baby. But God knew. God sent the prophet Nathan to confront David about these terrible acts, and then David finally confessed his sin. In his repentance, he wept. There were still grave consequences for the evil he had done, yet David experienced God's wondrous forgiveness. He even went on to teach others to repent so they too could experience forgiveness. Are you ignoring a sin in your life? Don't hold on to it. Instead, confess it to God. Jesus died and rose again to save you from sin, and God will forgive you so you can put sin behind you and do what's right instead. You may need to apologize to someone else too. Why not do that right away? Admitting what we've done can be hard, but as David writes in Psalm 32, there is a peace and a freedom that comes from bringing our sins out of the darkness and into the light. Okay, so let's think about this a little more. We all sin many times a day, and while it's impossible to confess every single sin, we are called to confess the sins we are aware of, like Psalm 19:12 says. What sins are weighing on your heart right now? Consider taking some time to pray and confess these to Jesus, resting in his grace and forgiveness, and trusting him to guide you forward to walk in his good ways. Now, as you and I can read in 1 John 1:9, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. And see for yourself what God says in Psalm 32, Romans 3, 23 through 26, and Ephesians 5, 8 through 14, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a podcast from Keys for Kids Ministries, and the only reason it can exist is because you and people like you keep it going. You can get Unlocked for free, but if it's made a difference in your walk with God, would you donate to reach new listeners and new readers? Support Unlocked through the Giving tab in the Unlocked app, or go to unlocked.org and tap Donate in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, what we can learn about spiritual growth from a backyard garden. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.